Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Alex, I want to hear from you. So as Lee came to you and you started hearing about this and just starting to write down some of what the thoughts were, and like Lee said, putting into words for other people what they know but didn't necessarily know how to express, what were your thoughts on this? Why did you jump on board and decide to be part of this?
It's a really cool story. Actually, we end it with a firm reliance on divine providence. When Lee called me and said, hey, we're having this meeting, can you come? Wow, divine providence. I just so happens that I'm going to be driving through North Carolina that very day on my way to New Hampshire. Imagine that. So I stopped in, and Lee and I had a lot of conversations about this and a lot of the others involved in our movement. Like, you know, we need an end goal because there's a growing pragmatic understanding that the public schools, the government schools are not working, right? At least on the conservative side of the spectrum, there's now an almost universal recognition that we've got to get the children out. But then we have this movement, well, the government should just give people money. And my thought is, and I've had this on my mind for years and years, and we need to define the ultimate objective and we need to define the principles that underpin this. It's not just a pragmatic argument. It's not just, well, the government schools aren't doing a good job, so let's find another way to do it. It's, why is the government involved in education in the first place? Where do you find that in the Bible? Yeah. So forget the pragmatism for one second. And the pragmatic argument is fine. It's obvious the government schools are a total failure. But even if they weren't, the principle at stake here is, do we want the coercive machinery of government to be operating the educational institutions? There are many principled reasons why we shouldn't want this, starting with the biblical one. The civil government has a job description. That job description is to punish evil, to protect the good, to deploy the sword for the stopping of evil. Nowhere, no matter how you read the Bible, sideways, upside down, doesn't matter, you're never going to find any delegation of authority to Caesar, to civil government, over the education, the minds of young people, or anybody else. It's just way outside the bounds of what government should be doing. And so my thought was, you know, let's put this document together where we define our principles, where we state our ultimate objective. I mean, we all know, right? Everybody on our side of the spectrum here knows that we're not going to shut down the government's indoctrination centers tomorrow. It's a $1 trillion a year Goliath. It's a monstrous beast with more money than any of us could ever even imagine. We're not going to shut it down tomorrow. But by defining the principles and defining an end goal, a total separation of civil government from education, we're moving the ball in the right direction. We're moving the Overton window over to where it needs to be. And we're also helping to articulate for people who are on our side but don't quite understand the principles beyond the pragmatic argument that, look, there is a goal. There is a principle at stake here. This is what we should be pursuing. And it's only been out for a little while, and already I think it's accomplishing that purpose. I'm thrilled to see the response so far.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.